Okay, Chevra. What we have to cover now is the sugya of Moliach Kiroseach, which is more difficult than we would like. It's not a pashat sugya. Let's just try to get into it very briefly and make a few ha'aros. Mechaber kuf hesivtes. If you have Moliach she'enu nechal machmas molecho dino kiroseach umaflit lesar kidei klipa. Okay, so there are two statements so far in the Mechaber, and then the Mechaber gets into more details as we go on. Statement number one is that the din of Moliach kiroseach is if you have enough salt she'enu nechal machmas molecho. You have enough salt that it ruins the food. No? Enough salt that it ruins the food. And such maliach is dino kiroseach, and it's mafot lesar, but only asers kidei klipa. Now, in Siman Tzadi Aleph Se'if Hey, where we encounter the dino maliach kiroseach over there, so there is a discussion as to how much salt is necessary to be called maliach kiroseach. And the Mechaber paskins over there that this din of Maliach she'enu nechal machmas molcho, which is a lashon of the Gemara in Kuf Yud Beis, that din means enough salt like it's Maliach l'kedera. Enough salt like I would salt meat to remove the blood from the meat. Maliach l'kedera means that when you shecht an animal, so there's blood, and you have to remove the dam. So the way you remove the dam is al yedei Maliach. And such a sheer meliach is the din of meliach kiroseach. This happens to be the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis on Kuf Yud Beis. Rabbeinu Tam, and that's how we're passing in Shulchan Aruch, saying that meliach kiroseach is based on the shear of meliach l'kedera. And Rabbeinu Tam brings rayas from the position of the Bahag and elsewhere that meliach kiroseach means getting the dam out. Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, there in Tosfos on Kuf Yud Beis, they say something not exactly the same, but it's very similar. Both Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael say that in order to apply the rules of Maliach Kiroseach, what we have to say is that it is enough salt to be to preserve the meat. Enough salt that's maliach l'orcha. If I want to take meat on a trip and you don't have a cooler, so how do you get the meat with you? So you have very salty meat, which is like preserved meat. And the preserving of meat obviously requires more salt than the amount of salt to just get the dam out. Zakt Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, that's the amount of salt that we have. In other words, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that it is Maliach Kiroseach based on Maliach L'Kedera, that means the type of salt that you could just rinse off. According to Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, that it means Maliach L'Orcha, it has to be the amount of salt that you would have to soak the meat to get that salt off. It's called Eino Necha Machmas Molchai, right? If you can't eat it unless you soak it, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. By the way, Rabbi Bleich once commented, this is like a Bekiyas Rabbi Bleich, that the only, today everyone has like two names. No, I'm Ezra Yair. Probably half of you guys have two different names, no? The only one of the Bali HaTaisis who has two names is Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. No one else in Bali HaTaisis. There is a Bali HaTaisis with Yontif, but there's a discussion of Chaskitin. Is Yontif one name or two names? Now we paskin that Yom Tov is one name with half of a space between it, which is like a strange, like Bat Sheva, no? Is Bat Sheva one name or two names? There's a whole discussion of Chaskitin, how large a space you leave when you write the names. Okay, so same. But Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael are saying that it's only considered inedible, it's only enough salt not to eat it if you have to soak it to get that salt off. According to Rabbeinu Tam, and the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, it's considered inedible if I have to rinse the salt off in order to eat it. Ad kan divrei HaTosfos. Now, what is this machlokas dependent upon? Right, so l'cha'ora, this machlokas depends on the following chakira, and everybody and his uncle has this chakira, which is, how does maliach work? Now, we'll phrase this chakira the way the Megillah Sefer phrases it by us. The din that malicha removes dam, there's another halacha that we can remove dam from meat, ayidei tzwi. Right, there are two ways. I remember in camp when we used to shech chickens in the middle of the night during the 9 days, and like have some, we have some guy make a siyum. The one time in Omer Shakolal, like, so we shech the chickens in the middle of the night, and Abi Wahaftig, Zichron Levracha, was like very upset with us because apparently it's against some code. You're not supposed to shech chickens in the camp kitchen. Who would have guessed? But he came down, he was like, he came down to the bathroom, he was like screaming at us. We decided that, yeah, obviously he's upset, we have to be mechaber him with like the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. Right, that was. And then like Yaakov Roplowski is sitting there and he asks him to give it to Kisei Hadam beforehand. The Rabbi Wahaftig says he doesn't think so. So Yaakov like sits there clearing his machlokas, Ramah and Shach, whether the first thing you do a mitzvah, you make a shechiyano or not. Like, what do we do? Whatever, this is like 3 o'clock in the morning, Mar Shakol, all the good old days. But the fact is, etc. How did I get into that story? I have no idea. Okay. What? Sleep. Ah, so there are two ways of getting the dam out of a piece of meat. Thank you. One way I could get the dam out of the piece of meat is I do tzli. When you chef chickens in Marash HaKolo at night, you don't want to do malicha, because malicha takes a very long time. And you want to be milchik in time to eat breakfast in the morning. So what you do is you do tzli, which is that you roast the dam out of the meat. No? The question is, does tzli and malicha, the two methods of removing dam, do they operate the same way? In other words, obviously tzli removes dam through a process of chamimus, no? That the heat of the tzli burns the dam out of the meat. The question is malach kiroseach, is that going to remove the dam? Also, are you the chamimus? Now, if you leave salt on an item, it does warm up a bit, no? Is that the pshat, that the chamimus is what removes the dam? Or maybe it's a different din. We know there's a halach in Yerideya of davar charef, that a davar charef has the ability that if you have a sakin that's not ben yomo and it cuts an onion, so the onion is going to absorb some of the flesh that was inside the sakin chain of ben yomo, brings it back with shevach. There's a din of davar charef that it can draw Isser out. Maybe the pshat in melach, removing dam, is that it draws the Isser out. Maybe it's a din of charifos, not a din of chamimos. So this l'cha'ora, says the Rav Megillah Sefer, who as we know is our favorite person on the planet. The Megillah Sefer Tainas, this is a shtickle of the Megillah Sefer in Simin Sadi Aleph, over there, on page Chav Tes in the book. But his taina is that maybe Bazen Nechleku, the Rishonim against the Rabbeinu Tam. Rash Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael are saying that, you know what, the way that I get dam out of meat is not halachically the same as the din of Maliach Kereseach. The din of Maliach Kereseach, that's a din of Reseach, that's a din of Chamimus. But the din of getting the dam out, that's based on the rules of Charifus. As such, I can remove dam with less melach then I can create the rule of Maliach Kiroseach. But the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, they're exactly the same. Because like Rabbeinu Tam, the way I get dam out of meat and the din of Maliach Kiroseach is the same shear of dam. It's the same amount. If it's the same amount of dam in both situations, so then it could be that they're both charifos, but it's much more likely that they're both chamimos. So effectively what we're saying is that Nekuda Aleph is we have this Chakira, whether salt accomplishes Chamimus or Charifus, and the Nafgamina might be in terms of the Lumdus as to how you remove salt from Basar, and Bazen Nechleku Rashi against the Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Shtikl Torah that the Megillah Sefer has. The Chaura though, this is also the Machlokes between the Rishonim about the nature of Maliach Kiroseach. Meaning to say, Azoi, we learned already that there are some isurim that aser bekulay, and sometimes an isur doesn't aser bekulo, sometimes it only asers kedei netila, sometimes it doesn't kedei netila, sometimes it asers kedei klipa. Right? We had this whole discussion way back when, and we had a discussion that we shown them with respect to tzli. Does tzli aser kedei klipa, or does tzli aser kedei netila? Does it aser bekulo perhaps? It's not clear. It's not clear how much some of this stuff asers. Taisvis in Chulin is of the opinion Sadivav. Tosa says that he thinks that the din of Kidei Klipa is not true by Bliyas of heat. The only time you have Kidei Klipa in Shas is Msachem Ayin Vav. We'll talk about the other time, but only Msachem Ayin Vav when they have We Paskin Tata Agavar. But if you have Ilo Acham and the Tata's Kar, so in that situation it's going to be Kidei Klipa. But that's effectively the type of Bliya that's occurring without Bishul, right? Which is effectively Bliya Ayudei Kar. And that's the only time you have a din of Kidei Klipa. But Taisus is convinced that Sli should ordinarily have Bliya Kidei Netila. No? That's Taisus' Shita. Because Sli is hot. Ilo'a, right, when you have a case of Irui, I should say, when the top one is hot and the bottom was cold, that's not hot Bliya, that's cold Bliya. Because halachically, we pass in tata'a gavar, so it's only hot if the bottom is hot. And cold bliya could be kedei klipa. Hot bliya is going to be at least kedei netila. That's Taisus Hashita and Sadivav, as understood by Rav Salvichik and Hashirim. Now, stage 2, 3, whatever, up to. With respect to Sili, we had a machlekes Hashem. Taisus assumes it's kedei netila. The Rashba fundamentally assumes that Sili should be kedei klipa, but the Rashba writes at the very end, maybe you should be machmir on dairaisas and aser kedei netila. What about by maliach? How much becomes aser by malicha? Remember, these are all, both malicha and sli are things that are like things that are akin to real cooking, not exactly the same, but not completely different, and that's like really what we're trying to flesh out. So what's the halacha over here? So there's three shitas harishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes. The Rosh holds that malicha aser is kedei klipa. The Ra'ah holds that malicha aser is kedei netila. And the Lashon HaRambam sounds like malicha aser is bekulo. Now the Gemara on Sadi Vav tells me that Sadi Zayin or the Gemara on Sadi Zayin on a base Hano Atma Asa de Imlachu Bei Reish Gavasa Begida Nashaya, that you have like these pieces of meat that are salted with the Gir Hanosha. So Achrei Kechlos Hakon, that goes on Sadi Zayin on a base the Gemara is saying that Malicha has the status of Tzli. If that's the case, so then the Mechaber is very interesting. Because Maran HaMechaber paskin for us with respect to Tzli, that it asers Kidei Netila, even if it's Tzli Kachosh, it asers Kidei Netila. But with respect to Maliach, we just read in Kufhei Siftes that it asers Kidei Klipa. Right? So this is already troubling, because if the din is supposed to be that Maliach Kiroseach, which means Roseach of Tzli, if they're supposed to be exactly the same, so Halo Dovarhu, that with respect to Tzli I paskin Kidei Netila, but with respect to Maliach I paskin Kidei Klipa. So that's a troubling element over here. And this is troubling in this direction for, I would say, the Rush's Shita, even though the Rush holds Kedei Netila by Tzali, he holds Kedei Klipa by Maliach. For the Mechaber, it's a little less troubling, because the Mechaber probably Me'ikar Hadin holds like the Rashba. This is a point that the Bir HaGrum makes in Osnun Be'ez that we'll talk about in a minute. The Goyin says that for the Rashba, fundamentally, the din should be that Tzali is Kedei Klipa. The only thing is that since Taisa says it's Kedei Netila, it's a good idea to be Machmir Bayada Oraisa. As such, when the only issue at hand is Dirabbanan, so then we'll go back to Kedei Klipa. And Tzali potentially is Dirabbanan because it's hot. But over here, it could be it's not Doraisa at all, perhaps. So therefore, he's inclined that maybe we could be Mekel Kedei Klipa. Right? So within the Rashba, it's less of a problem because the Rashba isn't saying based on conviction that the Shear is Kedei Netila by Tzli. But within the Rush, it's a question. Within the Rambam, it's a question in the other direction. Because if the din is that Maliach is supposed to be Kiroseach of Tzli, so how come for the Rambam, Tzli is going to answer Kedei Netila, let's say, but Malicha answers Bekulo? Right? They're supposed to be the same. So this is one of the big problems in Judaism. Now, it seems that we have to deal with an issue, and this is my own idea, so if you don't like it, that's fine. But the question is, what does the letter Kaf mean? Maliach Kiroseach. Does Kaf mean that they're exactly the same? Or does Kaf mean that they share certain qualities, but they're not exactly the same? If you want to marry Malcolm on this question, look in the first Taz in Hilchos Kibud Rabo in Simin Reish Mem Beis. Right? The Taz over there discusses the issue of Moir Rabcha Kimoy Rashamayim. Right? And Kibud Rabbeim, if you mechab them, it's Ki'ilu Mechabe the Malcolm. The Taz over there discusses what the cuffs mean. Right? And his lashon is something to the effect of, do I assume that the mukash is shavah legamrei etzel hamakish, or the mukash is not shavah legamrei etzel hamakish? Do I assume that moira rabcha kim moira shemayim is exactly the same, or is it not exactly the same? In the Taz's discussion, he brings up the fact that we learn out es l'rabos talmidei chachamim, right, psachim chaf beis, v'ahav the es hashem loikecha, right, that you're supposed to have covet a mora for your Rebbe like mora shemayim. Does an S mean that the drusha is exactly the same, or does S mean the drusha is that it's not exactly the same? There's a number of drushas from S in Shas. V'ahavta es hashem lokecha mora rabba k'mora shemayim, etc. We have drushas, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Vav, that the klipos of a pri have the din of a pri. We learn now from Va'araltim Arloso Espirio. Right, that there's a din of Arla on the klipos of my orange, on the peels. We learn out S. S teaches me that the Seyar, Verachat Eskob Sarobamayim, that there's a din of chatzitza on my hair, the same as there's a din of chatzitza on my hair. Not only is it din, verachat bisaray, not only is it din, my entire basar has to be in the mayim, and I can't have any chatzitza, but verachat eskol bisaray, the S teaches me that there's chatzitza on my hair also. There is a machlekes harishonim, Reb Volvo actually has this in Hilchos Mikvaos, about these drushes from S, do they mean that they're exactly the same or not? Right, the nafkamina in Hilchos Mikvaos is that when they cheshben out the din of chatzitza, that has to be ruba umakbid, does raiv mean raiv of my guf separate from raiv of the seyar? Or do I judge raiv of the seyar together with raiv of the guf? Let's say I have a chatzitza on raiv of my seyar, but not, right? But it's not going to be raiv of my guf. My whole guf is much bigger than just my hair, even though I'm not so yeshivish, I have a lot of hair, but still there's, hey, it's not shayach that like chatzitza on rover the hair is going to be the same as chatzitza on rover the body. So these questions depend on the S, And by extension, the Taz over there in Reish Mem Beis says, what we're really asking is the Kaf HaDimyon. When we say, right, Morapa Kimor Shemayim, from the S, etc., doesn't really mean it's exactly the same. Is the Dabar HaMukash Shava Legamrei Eitzo HaMakish? Is the Dabar HaMukash not Shava Legamrei Eitzo HaMakish? And the Taz and the Drisha seem to disagree with this Nakuda. And similarly, you have at the first step of Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer, a discussion. You know, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer called Shem Olam for people who aren't blessed with children. And the person says, Heinani Ke'etz Yavesh, a person says, Nebach, I have no children, what am I going to do? The Chofetz Chaim says, here's a book called Shem Olam Etein Lo, right? Like the Pesukim say in the Haftorah for the Tainis Tzibur, that by being the Gadol Yasom B'Sof Beso, it's going to be as if you are fulfilling the mitzvah for Rivu. Megal Yasom B'Sof Beso is Ki'ilo Megadlai, right? So, what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean I really fulfill the mitzvah per Rivu? Ayidei raising a child? Is per Rivu primarily about the Hamshacha of the Mesorah? Or that isn't a Puruvu also requires that I create physical generations. Right? Those are all Gemaras based on the Kaf HaDimyon. Does the Kaf HaDimyon make it an exact comparison? Or is the Kaf HaDimyon not an exact comparison? The upshot of all of this is that one can maintain that although Shulchan Aruch, all Gemara has a lashon that Maliach is Kirei Seyach, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Maliach is mamish like Reseach. We could say that Maliach Kireseach is similar, but not exactly the same. And the Gemara says it's like Reseach of Tzli. Does that mean it's mamish the same? That they're both a din of Kedei Netila? Or maybe not. Maybe not. If the Kaf is not exactly the same, then I could go in one of two directions. But the two directions that I go in depend on the Chakira that we mentioned earlier. If you hold that Malicha is a din of Charifos, not Chamimos, so they'll presumably you would say that, you know what, that there's less Blia with Maliach than there is by Tzli. And that would be the Shita of the Rush, and that's what Shulchan Aruch L'maisa ends up with. Now, although Tzli is Kedei Netila, right, but Malicha is Kedei Klipa, the rationale being, because Tzli is hot, Malicha is cold. It's, right? It's Charifos, it's not Chamimos. However, if you hold it's a din of Chamimos, so then Mistoma, right, it should require, Mistoma, there should be full-fledged Bria, and I could say two things. I could say, oh, it's full-fledged Bliya, and it's exactly the same as Tzli, and they're both Kedei Netila, and that's what the Ra'o would say. Or I could go in the direction of the Rambam all the way, and I could say no. I could say that there is so much Chamimus that it's going to be Mavliya B'Kulo. So basically what we're trying to argue is as follows. There's one Chakira, whether the Kaf is exactly the same or not. The Ra'ah is following the Mahalach, but they're exactly the same. Both the Rashba and the Rush are saying that the Kaf does not mean it's exactly the same. Right? Look at the Mar Makomis and Reish Mem Beis and Evan Ezra Siman Aleph. And if it's not exactly the same, though, you could go in two different directions. You could say it's not exactly the same for some reason, or I would say it's easier to hear it the Rush's way. That's not exactly the same, and therefore, Ayyadei Malicha, it's only Kedei Klipa, that I could hear. The Rambam's way is saying it's not exactly the same, and for some reason, wow, the Rambam holds that it's going to mamish go bakulo. Right? Apparently, Tzli, the piece of meat remains intact. The whole meat isn't affected. I cook something with water, the water infuses the whole thing. When you cook it, ayyadei Tzli, it shrinks, no? It could be that Malicha is like full-fledged Bishol, in the sense of, it's not Kitzli exactly, it's more than Tzli, it's Bekulai, because the salt impacts on the entire Cheftza. Fine. Yes? That they're both.
Would it be enough to make it
So you could certainly say something like that. You effectively, you could say anything you want. What we mentioned way back in the beginning of this man is that sometimes we do hakiras just to structure things, and it's totally not mukhrach. But the kitzur, this is what it is. Okay. If you look in the Gra, in Ois Nun Beis, he sets up the whole sugya, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. So Mechaber holds fundamentally Meliach, Asers, Kedei Klipa. But there are certain situations that the Asers, Kedei, Netila. And then there are other situations that even Asers, Bekulai. No? Fundamentally, it's Kedei Klipa. If it's chaylev mamish, then you need shishim levatloi, the whole thing is going to become asr. And if it's a davar shamein, everything's going to become asr. If it's real chaylev, a fatty piece of meat, it's all going to be asr bekulo. And then there are times when it's kedei netila. But it's not clear from the mechaber which case is going to be asr kedei netila. And there are two different girsaos in the mechaber as to when it's usher kedei netila. The way we have Shulchan Aruch, it says, ve'im hu shumin hagid uknoi knois shebo v'hakromos yesh lahachmir lahatzrichom netilas makom. The way we have it, we're saying that there are three things that require netila. Shumin hagid, knoknos, and chromos. Right, shumen hagid is like the fat around the gid hanosha. The knoknos are their tiny little gidin that emanate from the big gid. The big gid hanosha is a sciatica nerve, obviously. And then their tiny little offshoots, those are the knoknos. And the chromos, our chrom is like a membrane. There's chrom of chaylev that also goes around the chaylev. In those situations, like the Mechaber, in these three cases, the way we have the Girsa, you require Kedei Netila. However, the Gra changes the Girsa of the Mechaber. The Gra in Ois Nun Beis, instead of having the word Vim, has the word Im. In other words, what the Gaon is saying is that Meliach Kiroseach Asres Kedei Klipa Im. Im hu shuman hagid u knokno shabai. If it's shuman hagid, then it's aser kedei klipa. Ve hakroimais is aser kedei netila. Okay? So there are two different girsaos in the Mechaber. Right? If you have, and the Gaon in Ois Nun Beis references this, and the Prima Godim in the Sifsei Das, Ois Chof Zayin, also makes reference to this. The basic idea is that if I have the girsa the way we have it, vi'im, that means I'm saying that there are three things that are aser kedei netila. Shumen hagid, knoiknois, and kroimois. Now, shumen hagid, the Gemara says, is really mutter, me'ikar hadin, but Yisrael kedoshim nahagu bo iser. It's like a minhag that it becomes aser, which is like some sort of iser drabona, no? Sometimes minhag doesn't mean that it just began bottom up. Minig means that the Chachamim told us to institute it, and it's like an Isser Derabbanon Mikayach Minhag. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik is to say it. The kids are Shuman Hagid. There's a nice essay, by the way, in Rav Gustman's Kuntrasei Shi'urim at the end of Maseches Kedushin about Machlokas Rambam and Ravid about the Shuman Hagid and what the nature of the Minhag over there. Is it a real Minhag? Is it a Moshe Nagubal Isser? Or is it not like a minhag? Is it more than minhag? Is it like a din, like we're saying now? But the way we have the girsa, shumen hagid and knoknos are aser kedei netila. That's because despite the fact shumen hagid and knoknos are aser drabanon, but there's a little bit of fattiness over there. It's not real fat. It's not like chil of mamish. There's a little bit of fat there. Because there's a little bit of fat, it's aser kedei netila. But when you have a lot of fat, then it's also bekuloi. That's going to be the girsa, the way the Prima Godim quotes in Minchas Kohen, etc. The girsa of vi'im, the text that we have. But the Gra's girsa of vi'im, what the Gra is saying is that, excuse me, I just had the Gra's girsa. No, I'm sorry. The gross gears of im. Right? V'im is the gears of the minchas koyin. Right? That there are three things that require kedei netila. The girsa of im is saying that shuman hagir and knoknos is going to be kedei klipa, not kedei netila. The reason for that is because shuman hagir and knoknos is drabanan. Therefore, all you need is kedei klipa. But by something that's a suffix or raisa, like the chromos, so in that situation you need kedei netila. Okay, so effectively, let's just chazer over. Right? What we have over here is two different girsos within the Mechaber. One version of the Mechaber says that there are three things that require kedei netila: shuman hagid, knoknos, and chromos. That is because anything that's a little bit fatty is kedei netila. Version 2 is saying that no, that shuman hagid and knoknos only require kedei klipa. The only thing that requires kedei netila is chromos. And that would be saying, oh, you know what? If it's Maliach Kiroseach, right, ordinarily it's Kedei Klipa. If there is a Shuman Hagir, that's a Din Durabanan, that it's Usser, but there's a tiny bit of fat on it, then it's Kedei Netila. And if it's a D'Oi, right, if it's Shuman, one second. If even though, I just said it backwards again. If there's Shuman Hagir, it's also Kedei Klipa. According to the Gruz Girsa, it's also Kedei Klipa because it's only Durabanan. The only thing that's Doraisa, the only time you need Kedei Netila is when it's Doraisa, when it's Chromos. Did I totally confuse everybody? Or should we say it again? Ungar, what are you, Taina? Are you confused? Don't be bashful.
Yeah,
what?
Yes, I think.
You're confused. Okay, very simple. Very simple. Two versions. One version says that there are three things that require kedei netila. That's because these three things are all shuman b'miksas. They're a little bit fatty. That would be the girsa with the vav. That's the girsa of the minchas kohen. The girsa of the gra without the vav is saying that shuman hagid and knoknos is only kedei klipa. The reason for that is because these things are derabanan. If it's a little bit fatty but derabanan, it's only kedei klipa. But if it's chromos, which is a little bit fatty in doraisa, then it's kedei netila. It's not a din being a little bit fatty per se. It's also within a little bit fatty, there's a distinction between doraisas and drabanan. That's what the gra says. Good? In other words, if you don't have the vav, so I would say that the kama goes after the word knoknos shabo. And if I have the vav, so it's an entirely new clause that begins v'im hu shuman hager. So again, it's beferish in this gra that he changes the girsa. He says it should be im, not v'im, but the implications are very significant. Fine. So ad kan divrei ha-mechaber. Ramah disagrees with the mechaber. First, the Ramah says Yesh Omrim, that Malicha only asks Kedei Klipa ever. That's point one in the Ramah. Now, that means, like, don't give me any distinctions, whether it's Shuma, not, Chelev, not, I don't care. Right? It asks only Kedei Klipa. The Shach points out that the Ramah is quoting this Deya, but the Ramah himself does not hold that way. Right? This is the Shach in Os Lamedalad. The Shach in Os Lamedalad says, Lefisha, commenting on the Ramah, that Lefisha in on the Bekian, what's considered Shomim, what's considered Kachosh, we ask for everything Beshishim, like by Bishul. In other words, there is a Deya that the Ramah quotes, that you can rely on b'makom hefsin meruba, etc., that even if it's chaylev, even if it's like really fatty stuff, meliach kiroseach is only going to be usher kedei klipa. No distinctions, total rush. Total rush. Then the Ramah adds that, you know what? Again, the Ramah as understood by the Shach, the Taz has a different beer over here. Reb Fivel Cohen writes in the Badei HaShulchan, he just doesn't understand the Taz, so I'm not going to try to explain it to you, because if he don't understand, I for sure don't understand. But the Shach and the Gra both are saying that the Ramah really holds that sometimes sometimes Maliach is going to be usher more than Klipa. And that's stage one. He quoted a Deya that's always usher kedei Klipa, but he doesn't really hold that way. Right? Me'ikra, didn't we hold it? Sometimes it can be usher more than kedei Klipa. And stage two, there's an ain on the Bekim. What's kachash and what's shami? And therefore, we always usher Maliach b'shishim. So far, so good? Now, let's chazer back to where we began. Inside the Aleph Sif, hey, we spoke about how much salt is necessary to create the din of Maliach Kiroseach, no? And we mentioned two shitas. The Rabbi Nutam, that the Mechaber Paskins like, says, Maliach Lekadeira creates Maliach Kiroseach. The Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and Rashi say that you need Maliach L'urcha, right? It has to be like preserving the meat, not just removing the dam from the meat. There's a third shita, though, that even Maliach L'tzli is going to be usher as Maliach Kiroseach. Maliach L'tzli means that when you're Marash HaKolon and you shuck your chickens in the middle of the netting, you do tzli, but the minig is that you pour a little bit of salt on the meat before you do the tzli. You just sprinkle it. Even that little bit of salt is enough to make Maliach Kiroseach, according to that Rashi, according to that minhag, that's based on a different Rashi, Rashi and Pesachim, but it's a minhag that the Ramah quotes here in Sadi Aleph Sif Hei. The reason why the Ramah is machmir that way is because ein anu bekiyin bedavar, and therefore even Malichas Tzli is like Reseach. Right? So again, so I have two ein anu bekiyims in the Ramah. I have a Ramah in Simin Kuf Hei who tells me, based on ein anu bekiyim, that I'm machmir the ayyadei Tzli, it's aser. That machmir the ayyadei Maliach, it's aser bekulo. Not kedei neklipa, not kedei netila, bekulo ayyadei Maliach. And I have an in on the bekiyim of a Ramah in Simen Sadi Aleph that the amount of salt necessary to create Maliach Kiroseach is even if it is a tiny amount of salt, even Maliach Kitzli. Reb Kiva Eger notes that he thinks that you'll never combine two Ein Anu Bekiyams. In other words, one could argue the biggest chumrah in Judaism, if I have a tiny bit of salt on a piece of meat, and that piece of meat touches something treif, that the whole thing becomes aser bekulay. Because Ein Anu Bekiyam, the difference between Maliach L'tzli and regular Malicha, how much salt do you need? Ein Anu Bekiyam. And Ein Anu Bekiyam, that's going to be aser bekulay. So maybe I have a tiny drop of salt, no? And some tree food touches something with a tiny bit of salt, and it's aser bekulay. Right? I could make a compelling case that that should be true. Zuk the Gra, Yesh Lomar de Lo Omrim Tarti Ein Anu Bekiyam. We don't say two Ein Anu Bekiyams together. That's what the Gra has an O's, that's what the Reb Kiva Eger has an O in Simin Sadi Aleph. But Reb Kiva Eger notes that it's against the Prima Gadim by us. The Prima Gadim over here in Os Chaf Vav, in the Sifse Das, the Prima Gadim says that even Malicha Mu'etes, you should be Machmir, that Ein Anu Mekiyin, Ben Kachosh L'Shamein, Ein Anu Mekiyin, Eza Malicha Mikri Mu'etes, and therefore, a tiny drop of salt is going to ask for the meat, Bekulo. That is a very big Kaddish. I in my Nidashi Urim, I pointed out that there's a few places that we might be saying two Ein Anu Bekiyams, no? In Hilchos Nida, the Mishnah tells me that Me'ikar Hadin, there's only four shades of red that are a problem. We're Machmir, that all red is a problem, no? Because Ein Anu Bekiyam. And then, any other Ein Anu Bekiyam in Hilchos Nida, Beit L'chor should be Mutter based on Reb Kiva Eger. No one's going to say that. Like, there's Ein Anu Bekiyam, the difference between Kolachas and Mezneches. If a woman sees Rosa Dam Bashtava in Kuftzadi Aleph, no? I'm just talking about this now because someone asked me a shal about this morning. Right? So, no one's going to be Makel and say, oh, well, we're not sure. Maybe it's not really red. And maybe we're not sure if it, like, come out in a flow or if it trickled out, etc. And we could be Makel. That would be too wild. I mean, I don't know if anyone who said it. It would be like super modern Orthodox. It would be an amazing kula. But the fact is, if Rebbe Akiva Eiger is right as a matter of principle that we don't say two ain't on the Bekiyams, so then that would be a legitimate kula. Prima Godim seems to say that we do say two ain't on the Bekiyams. Bekitra Maisa, just two other issues that are totally Zebezeh. We began with the Chakira, whether Moliach Kiroseach is based on Chamimus or Charifus. This should be totally in the Machlokas Harishonim that's found in Sif Yud Aleph, Machlokas Machaber Amah, about whether we apply the rule of Tata'a Gavar to Moliach Kiroseach. Mechaber says that there's a rule of Tata'a Gavar by Moliach Kiroseach. The Rama says no such thing. Now, if it's Chamimus, I understand why Tata'a Gavar should play a role, because as we know, heat rises. But if it is Charifus, Mehecha Tesi, the rule of Tata'a Gavar should apply, that could be totally in the Machlokas Mechaber Amah and Se'if Yod Aleph. In Sif Yud, there's also a discussion between the Mechaber and the Ramah that is somewhat telling in this, but I don't have time to go into it, so we'll pick up tomorrow, Bezos Hashem.